Family of four. KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
This is Jim McMillan. This Saturday, my partner John Shea and me are taking the Inside Out Show to the Great Outdoors. That's Zick's Great Outdoors at the corner of Clayton and Strucker Roads, just 1 mile west of Clarkson. At Zick's, you'll find thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more. Zick's Nursery is a beautiful place to be this time of the year, so join us this Saturday from 11 to 1 for the next edition of the Inside Out Show at Zick's Great Outdoors.
For more information or directions, go to Zick'sGreatOutdoors.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
I want to thank you for just playing that commercial for my show on Saturday. Thank you. That was nice.
Where's Frank, Jim?
Oh, he, you know him. He's, I don't know, he's running late or something. And I ran into him at the gas station. He was pumping. He said, "Will you go in there for me?" And I said, "My friend, of course I will." And then he said, "If you'll do that, I'll buy 20 pounds of fertile loam, even though I don't even have a yard. I'll do it in honor of you and your show." How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How much, I need a calculator for
you. Still wake up sometimes, don't you?
Well,
wake up in the dark.
No, I don't.
Hear the screaming of the lamb.
The researchers don't know who these people were.
Now, this is scaring the daylights out of me.
All that happened before the arrival of these monstrous creatures in the world now seems part of another life.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
What?
And committing acts of murder.
Oh.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth.
Oh,
widespread
man.
Investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues,
scary.
And hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
Why would you want to scare the living daylights out of people?
Wow.
I came in here and I was in a good mood and now I'm scared to death.
Right.
I don't get you people. You know, I kind of get Frank, but I don't get you two. I've never said this before. I think you two are a couple of stupid morons. Young man.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't need to be scaring people like that. What are you thinking?
It's a full moon.
What are you thinking? By golly, you listen to our show on Saturday. We don't scare anybody. All we do is we talk about God's green earth and you know, wonderful things you can do. My partner about fixing up your house and things like that. We don't scare anybody. We do radio the way it's supposed to be done. Not the way you two knuckleheads try to do it.
Oh,
folks, I'm
goodness.
Jim McMillan.
Wow.
And I'm here to tell you, even Frank said himself, he said our show ought to be syndicated. He said it years ago. He was right. It should have been Cindy. It's that good. It's the Inside Out Show. It's on Saturday. I want you to join me and my partner, John Shea. We'd love to have you listen. I'm going to scoot on out of here now. And I'm sorry I was so rough on you guys, but sometimes I just think you deserve it. I don't think there's anybody around here to give you a good
get out of here,
thrashing.
Open up a can of whoop-ass on you when you need it.
Do you...
What?
Do you guys give away calculators or anything?
See, now what you're doing is you're making fun of my partner. And I don't appreciate it. And I know this is awkward for people to hear. This is awkward radio. I don't appreciate it.
Oh.
He can't help it if he can't say 100 or he can't say calculator. I don't believe there's anybody that doesn't have some kind of a speech impairment or impediment. You're not perfect, Dan. Is your name? That's Dan, right? Yeah, you're not perfect.
Yeah.
Right. I've heard you make a mistake or two, and you peon.
I used to like you, Jim, and I think you're an old
Well, I don't
poop.
Like you, too.
What happened with you?
Yeah.
I'm having a bad day.
What happened?
I'll say.
The
tailgate on my truck flopped open, and I was going uphill, and I lost 80 pounds of Fertilome.
Oh.
Yeah.
Out on the road, and I couldn't retrieve it, and that ruined my day. I'm sorry.
Inhale too many worm castings, Jim?
What?
Worm castings? What?
I know what you're doing.
What?
You're throwing something at me, and
right.
you think I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, you should know. You're
Well, I do.
You're a garden man.
Yes, I am.
What are worm castings, Jim?
I'm not going to tell you, because I don't think you know.
Oh, I know.
No, you don't.
Because I worked with you before,
no, you,
and
you know
I remember
you,
you telling
you
me about
it. You did what
them.
All of you young people do. You Googled, you just now, I know what you did, you Googled some nursery terminology, and you pulled that up and you threw it at me. You don't even know what it is.
I remember working a remote with you, and you couldn't stop talking about worm castings.
That's
where
right.
I learned it from.
You remember that, Jim?
Yes, I do.
What are worm castings?
What are they?
Well, hang on a minute.
What?
Okay, I've just had an emergency call. I got to go. The Fertilome people have called me, and there's something at the plant that's gone bad. I'll get back to you on that. I'll see you guys later. Frankie.
Oh, wow.
Jim McMillan, everybody.
Oh, man, all of a sudden, the great Jim
McMillan.
Didn't have time to tell us what worm casting
No.
was.
But he, I could tell he knew what it was. Yeah. I like
somebody
him.
On
I like
the phone.
Jim a lot. Who's on the phone?
Somebody.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
Let's
Hello,
see who's
caller.
On the phone.
You're on the air, caller.
Frank.
What do you want?
Well, I'll tell you what I want. I want you to stop trying to do that when I'm trying to pull a car in the garage.
Now I'm confused. Now, which is the real Jim? I don't know.
Isn't this kind of like talking to yourself on the phone?
Yeah. And that's what makes driving into the garage that much harder when you hear yourself someplace else.
Now, I don't know right now if I'm you or I'm me.
I can't tell who's who here.
I cannot tell. Which is which?
Well, I bet
well,
the real...
yeah, you ought to be sitting where I'm sitting. I don't have any idea who I am now.
Well, this is confusing everybody.
I bet the real Jim could tell me what worm castings
what
are.
Jim, tell him what worm casting is.
Well, how should I put this?
Put it any way you want.
Well, it is the droppings, the leavings
yes.
of a worm.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And
oh.
I knew, and then Jim, I knew that.
Worm
but
poop?
But you know what?
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to be part of a show that likes to talk about pooping and things like that. That's not what I do.
Worm
Frank,
poop?
Frank, that is probably the hardest thing. I love to sell stuff, as you know.
Yes, I do.
And that was probably the hardest job I ever had, was trying to sell a bag full of worm castings, which we tried to do one time.
And how did
and
that go?
I guess because they didn't renew. I don't think it's gonna. It didn't work.
They didn't redo the contract.
Hey Jim,
huh?
why are you?
They didn't know.
Why are you calling him Frank? Because he's Jim. We can't figure out who's.
Who are you talking to, Dan? Are you talking to me or are you talking to
I
me?
Have no idea who I'm talking to.
All right.
And
Jim,
one of the Jims was calling us a couple of idiots here in the room. So
that was
I want to know who the real Jim
other
is.
One. That was that other one there on the phone. He did.
Yeah. And why not you guys leave that to Frank and I? We'll decide what goes on over. Well, listen. Anyhow, I just had to stop and get out of the garage. Now, if you don't mind,
I don't mind.
I'm sure you have other things to do.
No, we don't.
If you'll just stop doing that, maybe I can get in the car in the garage.
All right, Jim, you got it.
Do you have a calculator in the garage, Jim?
See, you can't laugh at that because that's making fun of your partner.
Well, you're making fun of my partner, and doggone it anyhow, I don't like it.
Doggone it anyhow. All right, hey, Jim, nice to talk to me, and I'll talk to me later, okay?
Frank, listen, the next time you're in town, call me.
All right, I'll call me. Goodbye, Jim.
Call me.
Goodbye, me.
Goodbye.
Jim McMillan.
Good Lord.
And I like, you know, when I like when he does that kind of that little chuckle thing he does, you know, like he'll say it. You pick up that Fertilome, and by golly, you'll never want to use another product again. It is just the best. That guy has been for years not wasted, but underused.
Oh,
that
yeah,
show years ago. This station. This station has lost so many great opportunities. They should have syndicated George Norrie. He was sitting right in the building. Should have syndicated this show. Should have syndicated Inside Out. Should have syndicated Larry Connors. Should have been done. They would have been much better shows than a lot of what I hear when I drive across the country. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 29th day of October, 2 days away from Halloween, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I don't think.
That's the 3rd of June.
Oh, that's right. It's the 3rd of June. Now, a couple of things. We'll start with the birds. Scott Sherman comes in about 4:30. That's always a really interesting and informative educational segment. You learn about the law. He breaks it down in simple terms. And thanks to you folks, it's going really well because you follow the rules. And the rules are, call in with something that's a simple one-layer question is the way I like to put it. It's not so convoluted and complicated that he can't advise you or direct you. And you've been really good at that. For example, my wife and I hate each other's guts. Is it your advantage to file first, or is it your advantage to have her file? You know, that kind of thing. My kid got a DWI, my whatever. That kind of stuff. Can I sue my neighbor because he pooped in my yard when he was drunk? And he'll help you with that. So that's about 4:30. We'll also have the Burke segment. Today is the day. This is it. If 50 years from now, if anybody even remembers this show was on the air, and I doubt it, and they say, well, just give me one joke that you associate with that show, it would have to be the Freddie Freeman joke. It'd have to be.
Oh, I would think so.
And the Freddie Freeman joke is on today.
Oh, yeah.
Today, and it's the new and improved, extended, and enhanced version of Freddie Freeman. Hey, can you give me 1 second? I have to step across the room and pick up something.
Oh, sure.
Just hang on. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we have all the time in the world.
Yeah, we do.
Nothing else to do. Just sit here.
Had two Jim McMillans on earlier to start the show and kind of messed with our heads a little bit.
Yeah.
My head's already messed with because I have this cold.
I hate it when I do. You still have your cold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you sound great.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well,
but
you know what?
You have a better radio voice than you've ever had in your life.
I know.
That's the only good thing about a cold. If you're in this business, any other workplace, you'd be miserable. Here, you're thinking, how do I keep this voice?
I could start calling women.
That's what I told you to do.
I know.
And
I
do it late at night.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
I love that.
Talk dirty to me? You want to roll in the mud with me?
So here's the deal. We have the Freddie Freeman joke. Call your friends and neighbors. It's ridiculously long. It has grown every year. It gets a little longer and a little longer, but it's worth it, I think, for the payoff. Because I think it's one of the great jokes of all time. Maybe in the top 10. So we have that. We have Scott Sherman. We have the last batch of Halloween jokes for the kids to tell to get candy. And I can tell by the emails that I got from people that a lot of people were not aware they could go to KTRS.com, click on shows, then click on Frank Opinion, and you can go back and listen to the last week's worth of shows, maybe 10 days. I'm not sure. I know it's there. I've never done it. But I know they're there. And how far do they go back? Is it a week?
I don't know. I could look real quick, but
at least a week. So for the last couple of days, you can go back and listen to the kids' jokes for Halloween. Jot down the ones you like and teach them to your kids. And when they go trick-or-treating, they'll be armed with some funny jokes. So we'll do a few more of those. But first, we'll start like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. I have one thing.
Here with one thing, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is just to anybody who was a fan of Bob Ross on Channel 9.
Oh,
the pretty trees and stuff.
The joy of painting.
Yeah. The relaxing, calming, put you to sleep Bob Ross.
I think it's his birthday today. He is no longer with us, but I can't remember what year he died. 95.
Wow.
He would have been 73 today. But there's a website called Twitch.tv.
Hold it. If he would have been 73, the guy must have died when he was like
53. He was pretty young.
95, so he was, 53. Yeah.
Wow. The problem I had with that show, and I've watched it, it makes painting look so easy.
I know.
That you think, I'm going to do that.
Right. You just
and
paint
then you
a happy
go,
little tree like
you
that.
You go get a piece of paper, and you try. You can't do it. You can't do it.
He was the king of
but
happy little trees.
He made it look so easy.
He did. It was pretty... Every episode was pretty much the same thing. It was pretty much the same landscape every time. It was a mountain with some clouds and some happy
trees.
Little trees and maybe a lake
or a river.
He would
take something and just go, and all of a sudden it's a flock of birds.
Yeah.
And he just dabbed something on the canvas.
Yeah, I thought he was great. So there's this website, twitch.tv, and there's a Bob Ross channel. It's twitch.tv/Bob Ross, and starting just in a little over a half hour, 4 o'clock Central Time, they will be airing all 403 episodes of...
Oh, my goodness.
The Joy of Painting in a Row.
You just directed people to leave our show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Smart.
You can have the Joy of Painting on without the sound and just have our show on
there
still.
You go.
Just watch them. Yeah.
There you go. Because you really don't need to hear him because he'll put you to sleep if you listen to him.
And Huey did a great thing because he would use, like, the big brushes that you would use to paint a house. Do you remember that? Like, to do, like, the clouds? He would, and he would slap them off. He would always have a saying, I can't remember what it was now, but on the legs of an easel, he would dip his brush in and rinse it off and then smack it on the leg to get the water off it.
But here's the interesting thing. Did you ever see in your life a more relaxed, calm, stress-free person?
No.
And he died at 53.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay?
I know.
There you go.
You would think that all those days of painting would have helped
clouds,
him live longer, but
landscapes that were tranquil. Yeah, dead at 53.
And maybe he was tormented from those clouds and happy little dreams.
Yeah, maybe he had a secret life or something.
We don't know.
The hidden story of Bob Ross, but
and he had that afro too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. The white man afro.
Whether it was in or out, he had an afro.
Yes,
but that was it. If you were care to watch all 403 episodes of The Joy of Painting, they're there at the internet starting in a half hour. So.
Dan, do you have anything?
I do not. Because
you have a cold, that's why.
Yeah.
You're saving your voice. Now, close the Burke segment. Burke segment officially closed.
I've been slamming down some DayQuil, and I took NyQuil last night. Oh, man, I just love NyQuil.
I do, too. I think because it's liquid, it gets in your system better.
I guess.
You don't have to wait for something to dissolve or something. It's already dissolved when you swallow it. Again, we're not condoning the use of anything.
No,
we're
but
just
when
telling you, what we do.
When you have a cold, it helps you sleep. Man.
You want to get Mr. Landoff on the phone?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I kept thinking today's Wednesday.
No, it's Thursday.
He's got a cold. Yeah.
You're all messed up. Get him on the phone. I'll do a couple of quick kids' Halloween jokes that we haven't gone over. I don't think we have. And then when I see on the screen that he's on the phone, we'll go to him. All right, this is for little kids now. You're not supposed to think they're the funniest jokes you've ever heard. Why do goblins and ghosts, what do they drink? We did that. Goulade. Shoot. Hang on. I got to figure out how far we went. Oh, here we go. Where does Count Dracula usually eat his lunch?
Where?
The cascateria. See? Dracula. What happens when a ghost gets lost in the fog?
What?
He's missed.
Oh, my goodness.
Get it?
Yeah. And one more, and then we'll go to Mr. Long. Where did the... I'm going to call him Mr. What did I do that for? We'll go to John.
I don't know.
Where did the goblin throw the football?
Where?
Over the ghoul line. and why doesn't Dracula mind... Why doesn't Dracula mind it when the doctor looks at his throat?
Why?
Because of the coffin.
Oh, my goodness.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
They're for kids.
I know. No, they are.
They're for little children. And now on the line, on the phone... And since I won't speak to him again till Monday, I'd like for you to show your appreciation for all he's done to put people behind the wheels of Chevrolets over these many years. Stand up, give a standing ovation, if you would, to John Landoff.
Yeah. Oh, man, look at the people.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Frank.
Wow, they didn't hesitate. They jumped right to their feet.
Oh, I love that. I love getting a standing ovation.
Now, since this is my last day on before Halloween, at your house, do you like or do you not care for Halloween?
I can just say, love Halloween, love cute kids dressed up, but it's these teenagers that come up, and you can never, the one thing you can't do is put the bowl of candy out for them to grab.
Oh, no.
No, some of these boys, they got a hand, like a size of a mallet. Like a goalie's glove.
For the honor system?
Well, no, you got to be careful because sometimes that little, that kid, that big kid, is actually Jackie Smith. He still goes out and trick-or-treat.
Yeah, he does.
If you see a hair guy go, trick-or-treat,
yeah,
that's Jackie Smith.
I'm Jackie Smith.
And then he puts out a great big hand the size of a catcher's mitt. That's Jackie Smith trick-or-treating.
I'm dressed up as a football player.
trick-or-treat, I'm a football player.
Great guy.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't a great guy.
No, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Best.
So now that you're...
I love Halloween. One time we moved up into a neighborhood and we were at the end of a cul-de-sac and it was called Granada Way and Hacienda Subdivision and an abutted Chevy Chase Subdivision, and people were taking their kids out in the little red wagons and the dads would meet and drink a beer or two. We went through so much candy. I literally, they were bussing kids in to this neighborhood because there's, a couple of hundred homes down about four different streets. And, I had to go back, to the grocery store and get more candy. And it took me forever to get out of the neighborhood. There were so many people. But Mimi's like, go get more candy. I'm like, I'm not going to go get more candy. We just went through like 10 big bags of candy. She goes, they will destroy our house if we don't have any candy here. So I went and got more candy.
Here's my version of that story. John just said, Mimi said, go get more candy, and that he said, I'm not going to get more candy. Here's what probably really happened.
John, go get more candy.
Yes, dear.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went and got more candy. I told you, I went and got more candy.
Now, I think there ought to be a law, just like curfew.
Smart guy.
If you're caught trick-or-treating and you're 12 or over,
happy life. Go ahead.
You go to jail. 12 or over, go to jail. You shouldn't trick-or-treat if you're 12 or over. You just shouldn't. It's for little, cute little kids. You shouldn't do that. And by the way, if a kid comes to your door and he's kind of tall...
We don't have any room in jails for these teenagers that are going out...
keep them there.
The one thing I remember, kids in college.
It's shock time.
This is like a big night of partying,
Well, sure.
Now, this year, at least it falls on a Saturday. And by the way, opening day of the duck season in the northern zone.
Trick or treat.
That's right.
Did you hunt this morning? Did you hunt this morning?
No.
Did you hunt this morning?
No, it opens on Halloween.
Oh, I thought you said open today.
It opens on Saturday, 31st.
Ah. So 12 and over. Oh, by the way, if somebody comes to your door and it's a real tall, you think a kid, tall with a disguise, and he goes... trick or treat! Just throw some Fertilome in my bag. That's Jim McMillan trick or treating. You don't want to fall for that. I think
great.
Halloween is great, but you're right. It's great if it's little kids. I'd say up to 10. Other than that, if a kid it comes to the door and says trick or treat, and his voice is deeper than yours,
trick or treat.
Yeah,
trick or treat. He's got a beard.
And a beard. Yeah, no good.
Yeah, that's a true giveaway. But some of the little kids, they're telling their joke. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Well, what's really funny is the little bitty kids who don't really even know what they're doing. They're just, they don't know really what trick-or-treat is. They just know that they're with their big brother or sister, so they say trick-or-treat too. It's really cute, and I don't get people that hate it. It's not the greatest, holiday in the world, but it's not for you. It's for kids. It's not for them.
Well, is it really a holiday?
I don't think so.
No, it's not. I don't think it's a holiday. What else would you call it?
It's a party day. It's like just an excuse.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll be honest. Back in the day, the boys would go out. I would go through, and I would grab all the Snickers and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and I'd put them in a big Ziploc baggie, and they'd go into my hunting backpack. And this way, you're in the duck blind after a few hours. You're like, I'm a little hungry, especially when I used to do morning hunts. You're up at 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock driving out the farm. You get a little hungry after a little bit, and... Man, I'm eating my kids' candy. I don't do that any longer, though.
We're supposed to.
Well, John, what you're doing, you're saving your children's teeth. You're doing them a favor. Because you let them eat it, they get a stomach ache, they get cavities. They don't understand. You're doing it because you love them. Because I love you, I'm going to eat all your candy.
You're being really nice to me today.
Why don't you do that anymore?
Huh?
What?
Why don't you do that anymore? Take the kids' candy.
Because his sons are old enough to beat him up if he takes
and, your candy. And go blow your nose or something, man. I mean...
I don't have to blow my nose.
Wow. He didn't like that question there.
Wow.
Blow your nose or something. Yeah.
I don't have to.
Let me hear you breathe. Breathe in through your nose right now with the microphone.
I don't believe I've ever heard somebody say to a friend something in, like,
go blow your nose
or something. Wow. That's just not how you talk to your friend.
I think they want you to leave the room.
Yeah, it's not my nose. It's my nose. It's on my whole. My head is clogged and everything. Yeah, my whole clogged too.
Oh, my goodness.
That was another thing I was going to bring up.
Oh, not now.
Oh, man. So, John, do you have any idea what candy you're going to be giving out? Is that Mimi's job? Do you know what you have? Have you bought it? I'm sure you have. You stocked up? What do you
got? I hope it's stuff that that we really like. I know we both love the mini Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the small ones, Kit Kats. Those are my 1, 2, and 3. I think her favorite are Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Gotta throw M&M's in there.
Little Paydays?
Little packets of M&M's.
Oh, I love Little Paydays.
Yeah, you and my
wife. I love the peanut M&M.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite M&M, is peanut.
Peanut, yeah. Yes. Yeah, delicious.
Almond. I'll tell you what, almond M&M's. If you tried the almond M&M's, almond is actually even better than peanut.
So now, almond M&M's. I mean, whether it's Halloween or not, you always keep a couple of bags of candy in the house?
I did until 5 days ago.
He ate them all.
No, 5 days ago. No. 5 days
ago. I love the story from a few weeks back when your wife was out of town and you sat down and opened up a thing
bag
of Oreo cookies. And we talked about this you and I just first. And you're like, I opened the thing up, and you're like, I was just going to eat, like, maybe the one row, and you're like, I ate the whole thing.
I ate an entire pack of Oreos in one night. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I could see myself doing that, too. Mimi's a great cook, and she's a great baker, too, and she makes cookies all the time, and they're sitting right there, right on the kitchen counter, just staring at you. And they almost sometimes, like, say, come on, take that lid off, enjoy. And then you go in the refrigerator and you grab the gallon of milk, and then there's nothing like cold
milk. Here's how you drink cold milk. You get it as cold as you can in the refrigerator, but then you pour it into a frosted beer mug. The way you pour beer in a frosted mug, that's how I drink beer, in a frosted A&W root beer mug. It is the
best. How you drink your milk?
Yes. Yeah. Cold as it can possibly
be. That's almost too much work for me. I just grab a cup because, by the way, it's going to disappear like within seconds. Why is ice-cold milk so much better
in
autumn and winter?
It's good to me all year. I drink a gallon of milk every 3 days. My wife doesn't drink milk. I go through a gallon every 3 days.
Really? I don't drink milk either.
Is it 2% or 2%. Whole milk?
Yeah. No, I won't do skim.
I'm the same way. I just love milk. And I feel sorry for people that don't drink milk. You don't know what you're missing.
But it's only good with something that's the perfect pairing, like an Oreo cookie, a Reese's, M&M's. There are several things that with milk, they're better, and milk is better with them. And the best example is an Oreo.
I've never heard milk used in a sense like in a pairing. And usually like wine pairings with food. Frank does milk pairings with cookies.
Well, I'm kind of sophisticated. and you get a good fresh Oreo cookie that's still kind of breaks in half, and man, you mush it up in your mouth with cold milk. Whew, the best. It's the best.
Yeah, they are great.
Now, do they make little Oreo packets to give kids for Halloween? They ought to make like a little 3 Oreo packet. Do they make those? They should.
Oh, I think they do. I think they have a little packet.
Like 2 cookies or 3 cookies. I don't know if they make that.
They have those mini Oreos, I think.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Mini Oreo or the thin. I've seen thin Oreos.
Yeah.
What? That's ridiculous.
Those little mini ones just make me mad because I got to make more effort.
No, that's exactly right. My wife gets those little. They're the size of a nickel. She gets those for my grandson. No, get a real Oreo. Just get a real one. Don't do that. That's wrong.
Well, they're for him, not for you.
How's the car business?
Awesome. We could always use more. We just great deal of inventory, great deals on cars. Chevy Sonics for $13,900.
That must be pre-owned. $13,900. That must be pre-owned.
That's brand new, sir.
What?
Brand new. Brand new. We got about 50 of them in stock. We need to move those Chevy Sonics. People think, price of fuel so low, no one's buying small cars. Yes, they are. Because just because price of fuel is, $1.95 or $1.85, just think, you can laugh for probably 2 weeks while you drive by a gas station. You don't have to fill up. But I will say Silverados are flying off the lot. Great time to get a great deal on a 2015 Silverado, why they last, but and a couple of hundred, almost 200 used cars in inventory. So we really, again, I know it's a broken record, but we need trades, all types of trades, but we can really use some nice trade-ins. Don't wait. Interest rates are fantastic right now.
They are. They're still very low.
And God, it's great talking to you when you're in a good mood.
I'm always in a pretty good mood. Well, no, wait, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I was thinking of somebody else.
We're talking about candy and cookie and ice cold milk. How could you be in a bad mood?
Except I'm talking about it 5 days into a massive, massive, my 50th attempt to lose weight. And I'm 5 days into it. And I'm doing
You've got to do a little exercise.
No? Well, I know that, but I'm going to exercise when I drop 30 pounds. I'm too fat to exercise now because I can't move my weight around. Once I'm lighter, then I can move easier. So that's phase two.
No such thing.
Well, sure there is.
Years ago, I watched a young man in a Kirkwood neighborhood start running with his dog, and I'd never seen him before. And, he was a little heavy, man. And I watched him in about 6 months, and I finally stopped with him like, hey. And you look awesome. Gave him a high five. He said, thank you. And then I think we both collapsed. No, but it's just, I know. If I don't exercise, I'm even a bigger jerk sometimes.
One of the reasons I can't exercise is I have a hiatal hernia. I've had it for years. You know what that is?
Yeah, my dad had one. He had surgery.
Yeah, you can have surgery. Your stomach literally protrudes out from your chest. It's
part
weird.
Of your intestines push out through the
wall,
right?
No, that's a different hernia. Hiatal hernia is right above your below your it's your sternum, and the opening is torn open is too big. And when you lie down and you go to get up like you're doing a sit up, your stomach it looks like an alien is trying to come out of your stomach.
Oh.
It's like a football is pushing. No, I'm serious. It's the weirdest, creepiest thing. And it's not life-threatening. You can have surgery.
Be a tumor.
No, I don't think it's a tumor. But you can put a mesh in there and hold it in place. But they say sometimes that doesn't stay, and it tears open, and it's not life-threatening. It's just really weird. And you can't ever let a good-looking girl see you get up if you're lying on your back, raise up. It'll scare her to death. She'll think an alien's coming out of your chest. It's just weird. I've had it for years.
It's okay, honey. It's just my stomach.
Yeah. It's not something else pushing up through there. Yeah. So that's one of my excuses for not
exercising. Is that a bulge in your chest, or are you just happy to see
it? Is your stomach protruding?
Hey, what's the phone number?
314, I thought you'd never ask. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24-7-365 at lawnduff.com. And we'll take great, great, great care. Please tell us that you're AM and the PM.
Yes.
And take care of everybody. But, man, we just really, really, really love the AM and the PM listeners.
You get the EST, extra special treatment, if you're AM and the PM.
VIC, very important customer.
Wow, listen to him.
Wow.
John, they're on the way. We'll send you some business. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Next time we talk to him, he'll be in a great mood. You know why? He'll have been duck hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And
when he's in that duck hunting thing, oh, my God, he won't even get offended at stuff. He'll be fine. That was John Landolf. He is the proprietor of Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Before we break, a couple more kids jokes, because I know I got emails from people going, oh, I'm going back to the recordings and picking up these jokes. Now, again, these are for kids. They're not Playhouse caliber jokes. Let's see. What do you call... Nah, I don't like that. Why did the vampire read the Wall Street Journal?
Why?
He heard it had great circulation. Blood humor.
Oh, yeah.
What does a ghost use to top off his ice cream sundae?
What?
Whipped scream. What are ghosts' favorite kind of streets? Dead ends. Hey, come on. They're for kids.
Yeah, those are good.
These are for kids. What do you call two spiders that just got married? A couple of newlywebs. What is That's weird. That's not good. What did the ghost say to the man at the coffee shop? Scream or sugar? These are for little kids. These are, who was the most famous French skeleton? Napoleon Bonaparte. And last, oh, this is a good one, kids. Which building does Dracula visit all the time in New York? The Vampire State Building. Mm-hmm. That's a good one for little kids. We'll be back. We have a lot of stuff coming up. We have the Freddie Freeman joke about 5:30. You don't want to miss it. Scott Sherman in about 4:30, and then whatever you want to do prior to that. This is the Big 550.
Man, we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Jim Weiler.
Showing westbound 40, that's just right around Boyle. That's got two left lanes blocked. Traffic is backed up to Jefferson. Eastbound drivers, you're slowing from about Kings Highway as they slow down to take a look there. Now, westbound 40 does continue to be slow. From Lindbergh out through Highway 270, we've got a report of a vehicle fire on southbound 141 before Highway 40. It looks like we have a little heavy traffic now on westbound Highway 70 between 270 just past the Blanchette Bridge. We either have a stall or a police stop that's just it's on the left shoulder just after the Blanchette Bridge. And eastbound 270 is now slow. McDonald through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Now every Missouri Lottery holiday scratchers and draw game tickets give you a chance to win one of five relaxing getaways to places like Greece or Napa Valley. So play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Nearly 2.5 million older adults suffer from RSV each year, many of whom need to be hospitalized. RSV is a viral infection that may affect the lower respiratory tract and spreads between people. If you are 60 or older and in good general health, you may be able to participate in a research study being conducted by Sundance Clinical Research to evaluate an experimental vaccine to prevent this disease. Those who qualify for this RSV vaccine research study will be eligible for compensation. Further, participants who have not had a flu vaccine this year will be offered a standard flu vaccine at no cost if they would like to receive it.
The experimental vaccine evaluated in the study cannot cause RSV. To learn more about this study and to help make a difference, call Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. Or visit www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. That's www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who have either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill, running or not, and get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit mersgoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill. It's here. Redexum Turf Products, the world's leading designer and manufacturer of specialized lawn maintenance equipment, has opened their first factory direct store in the area. Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment, American sports work utility vehicles and fun carts, and Yeti coolers. Redexum Turf Products' new 18,000 square foot showroom is located at I-44 and 141 on the North Outer Road in Valley Park. For more, go to RedexumTurfProducts.com. Redexum Turf Products. Are you ready to play?
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter code 8383 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8383.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their Research Monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
All right, folks, we used to, and I'm not kidding, we used to play this song 4 or 5 times the week before Halloween. And I eventually had to give in and admit that it becomes irritating.
What?
But, and there's always a but in your face.
Yes.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, if we don't play it, because 1 year we almost forgot it. And the day before, and we realized we hadn't mentioned it. I get emails from people, my kids. So school is out. Kids are in the cars. Whether you like it or hate it, I'm telling you, kids like it, and you don't hear it anywhere else. And now, the only time we will play it. Pumpkinhead.
Hi, kids. It's Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead.
Hello,
Harvey. Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey. Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Look in the sky. It's a big yellow moon. Halloween time is coming soon. It's the season of the goblins and the witches on brooms.
And Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I'm getting scared.
From the cold, dark ground, Pumpkinhead resurrects. He's grouchy and scary and hungry as heck. You better check the bushes by the neighbor's doorstep and watch out
for Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I'm getting creeps.
Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Where's your Paul Harvey insert?
Harvey.
No.
He comes alive when it is Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey. Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He sends a
Now I like it.
He's got fire in his eyes and sharp, jagged teeth. And kids, do you know what he likes to eat?
No, what?
They say his favorite thing is children who trick or treat.
Oh, no.
Says Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I heard a story once, not to cause you no fear, but old Pumpkinhead snapped at a kid who got too near, and it turned him bright orange from his toes to his ears.
It's the curse of Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Well, he likes kids dressed in funny old hats. pirates and cowboys and black cape bats, white cheaty ghosts and Dracula masks. You can't hide from Pumpkinhead Harvey.
No way.
Ones who wear fake noses and goblin gowns with big waxy teeth that stick way out. Monkey suits, army boots, and Baskerville hounds. He loves them all, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yes!
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. So if you gotta go out trick-or-treating tonight, don't get too close or he'll take a bite. Remember, he's got a big appetite, and he's waiting out there for you.
Oh, yes.
But hey, don't worry if you keep your mouth shut tight. I'll tell you a secret that'll save your life. It's only kids who eat candy that he likes.
All the ones who don't go free. Don't eat any candy, kids.
Harvey, get ready, this irritating kid is coming.
He comes alive when it's Halloween time.
Pumpkinhead,
Harvey, Pumpkinhead, Harvey. He sends a shiver right in your spine.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Some candy. I dare ya. You taste so sweet after you eat candy. Come on, I dare ya. Come over here. Come here. I dare you to eat some candy.
Hey, Daddy. Where does Pumpkinhead go when Halloween passes by? Does he just disappear?
It's a peel?
Well, I don't know, Junior. I don't know, Junior. Another piece of pumpkin. Forget about pumpkin head.
Easier said than done.
That's a good place to bail right there. Pumpkinhead Harvey, come on.
Hey.
Dennis Morgan. Don't ask me why I remember the guy's name, but that's Dennis Morgan. Who was? And remember, years ago, Dan, Dennis Morgan brought Pumpkinhead into the studio.
Yes.
This is a long time ago, like 25 years ago. He brought Pumpkinhead in, and he was in a box.
Yeah.
A creepy, scary box. There you go, kiddies. Pumpkinhead Harvey. Ballast Dental Care has a very special offer for new patients. They will waive the fee for sedation, oral sedation consultation, and the actual sedation fee should you be a candidate for sedation dentistry. That is a $350 value. You don't pay a dollar if you're a new patient. Also, for all new patients, until they tell me the offer's gone, free professional whitening system they will give you. That's a $310 value. And if you didn't have those offers, if they weren't offering you anything free, I would still say you'll thank us after your first visit to Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there 42 years. I know what I'm talking about. The days of...